February 16th, 2023. Halfcast 409, episode 409. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Man run over, killed, while allegedly trying to steal catalytic converter. Catalytic converters are the official currency of meth addicts everywhere and accepted in more places than Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. A man was killed when he was run over by the driver of a car from which he was allegedly trying to steal a catalytic converter in Southern California, SoCal. I think we have to call OSHA on this one. It's a miscommunication. You gotta put some cones out there, wear a vest, help, have a buddy stand on the side of the car to let people know that you're under there. Don't pull off. Just before 6 p.m. Tuesday in Palmdale, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department deputies found a man lying on the ground near a 4x4 Ford Excursion. I love how they let us know he got hit with that four-wheel drive and another smaller vehicle next to it, the department said in a press release. Investigators said the driver of the Ford had been asleep in her vehicle. She was in the car when she awoke to the sound of a man sawing off her vehicle's catalytic converter. She immediately put her car in reverse. Rightfully so, the LASD said. What type of barnyard Fisher-Price my first catalytic theft thief doesn't at least look in the window before going for the catalytic? It could have been a gold bar in the center console. After she felt a bump, like she ran something over, she stopped her vehicle and called 911 for help. The release said the man was taken by ambulance to a local hospital where he was declared dead. The three people, a man and two women, who accompanied the deceased man in the smaller vehicle were arrested by deputies. So you mean to tell me this guy had three other people with him, and while he was taking all the risk, not one of them noticed that there was someone in the car that they were stealing from? What a way to go out. It's so hard to find good help these days. No further information was available. I have some information. Measure twice, cut once. And work alone. This guy was facing a four-way split if he had made it out of there and the other three people weren't even watching his back at the end of the day. Next up, pregnant woman charged for shooting baby daddy's other pregnant lover. Come on, we all know the pregnant lover shouldn't have been the intended target. The only thing worse than cheating on your partner and getting pregnant or getting someone pregnant is cheating on your partner and bringing back an STD. On Wednesday, February 15th, Shantoya Williamson, a 26-year-old pregnant woman from Detroit, Motown, was charged for the shooting of another pregnant woman she saw with her baby's father in Centerline. Centerline is a very small city. In 2020, it had about 8,552 people. That's a very small town to think you're just going to double dip and hide. Wear a condom. Half the town knows your business. I guess he figured if there's going to be a population boom in his little city, it has to start with him. According to the prosecutor's office, Williamson kept an eye on her baby daddy and found him speaking with the other woman early Sunday. She was running surveillance on this guy. He ain't even know. I wonder what tipped her off that he might have been out there living a double life. Because in those cases, the only thing worse than finding out that you're right is finding out that you're right. The mother-to-be allegedly woke up, shot the other woman, and was later arrested after she had attempted to flee the scene of the crime. Authorities said both women have been impregnated by the same man. Even if he was in a relationship with just one of these women at the time that this happened, let's be honest with each other. He could have been 100% single at the time that this happened. Getting two women pregnant by you at the same time is very messy. Very messy and highly irresponsible. According to prosecutors involved with the case, the victim was rushed to the hospital but didn't suffer from any life-threatening injuries. Good. The condition of her unborn child is still unknown. Not good. And this is where we can't let our anger and frustration make decisions for us based off of what we see right in front of our faces. Because knowing this guy, he's interested in sleeping around making babies, you might have to prepare for the possibility that you're going to have to fly that plane solo unless he gets his act together, comes around, and decides to man up. The 26-year-old was arrested in 37th District Court, where she was charged with assault with intent to murder, that's a life felony, and fourth degree child abuse, that's a 1-year misdemeanor. Judge Michael E. Chuba set the bond at $750,000 and issued to have Williamson be held at Macomb County Jail. The judge added, if she is able to make bond, she would not be allowed to contact the victim, avoid firearms, obviously, and be fitted for a steel tether. That's an ankle monitor or ankle bracelet. They make it sound so colonial. What happens to that unborn child is going to play a large part in the type of punishment that she receives for shooting that pregnant woman. Now, I don't condone violence, but she should have shot that guy in a tool bag. Blew his batteries clean off and did the state of Michigan a great service. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucido released a statement praising the officers involved with the case. I am grateful to the Detroit Police Department and the Centerline Police Department. How big is the Centerline Police Department, really? We're able to work together and investigate this matter so quickly. Williamson is currently expected back in court on March 1st for a probable cause conference and again on March 8th for a preliminary exam into the investigation on the case. Fun show, fun show, fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.